The race for Florida House of Representatives District 1 features both Democratic and Republican primaries. On the GOP side, political newcomer Michelle Salzman is challenging one-term incumbent Mike Hill. Today, a check on the Salzman campaign.
It's been going fantastic. It's just been very humbling.
This is how Michelle Salzman describes her first run for political office and the boost she's gotten from talking to many local people who share her views and concerns.
When I started knocking doors and hosting meetings and stuff, you know, you just never know if you're on the right path. But I tell you, it has been an incredible journey. And no matter where the ending takes me, I know that we have made a difference in the community.
For candidates running for office in 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic has forced a pivot in approach, limiting face-to-face meetings and large campaign events. Salzman says she and her team made the most of the situation by shifting from campaigning to community outreach.
We did thousands of dollars in food drives, and we delivered PPE, and I was an admin on Pensacola Mass Sewers, which is where we sewed thousands and thousands of masks for all of our local community hospitals and caretakers and providers, and we were able to navigate very well.
Instead of knocking on doors, the Salzman campaign sent handwritten letters to constituents and made lots of phone calls. And she started a series of live-streamed video chats.
Hi, guys. I'm just sharing on social media.
Salzman used the Facebook chats to provide campaign updates, answer questions, and share details about her life, including the fact that she served 5 years in the Army and is a small business owner.
We own a photography studio here in Pensacola. It's been in business for almost 20 years.
The mother of three says their business afforded supplemental income, allowing her to stay home with her kids and become a full-time volunteer and community advocate. Salzman believes her online chats have boosted her profile in relation to her better-known opponent, Mike Hill. She's competitive in campaign cash raised with nearly $70,000 in her coffers. Hill has raised over $78,000. And ideologically, she's on the same page as a conservative Republican who supports the right to life and to keep and bear arms. But if elected, she says there will be no comparison when it comes to effectiveness in fighting to bring tax dollars back home.
I can get it done. For the past 2 years, he's been our representative, and we have spent $480 million in tax revenues to Tallahassee, and Mike has brought back $0. But he also didn't even ask for it back. He didn't file that appropriations bill.
A check on the Florida House of Representatives website confirms that Hill did not file any appropriations bills during the 2020 legislative session and filed just one on behalf of Pensacola State College in 2019. Salzman believes she's accomplished more as a volunteer in her leadership positions on local and state councils of the PTA and in her service on the boards of various nonprofits, such as Gulf Coast Kids House, Take Stock in Children, Studer Community Institute, and Achieve Escambia. She says her platform centers on getting back to the basics of state government by focusing on public safety, infrastructure, and education.
Education is the cornerstone of economic stability, growth, and development. As an advocate for education in Escambia County, I have trained and developed thousands of parent leaders, overseen millions of dollars in fundraising, and have been a national voice of early childhood education.
As it relates to the current spike in coronavirus cases in Florida and suggestions for how the state might get it under control, Salzman believes the first step is to restore accuracy and trust in data that comes from subject matter experts. Economic recovery from the pandemic, she believes, is one of the most pressing issues in the state. Her ideas include the possible signing of another gaming compact with the Seminole tribe and enacting a tax on internet sales.
Folks anywhere can go online and order something online and not pay sales tax, But if you go into a local small business, you have to pay that sales tax on that item. So we could do some really economical, fair taxation and just simply add that.
In terms of recommendations for addressing racial injustice and the Black Lives Matter movement, Salzman rejected the idea of any reforms that would take money away from law enforcement, adding that she's unsure if any legislative action is necessary or would help. But she believes there's still room for progress if people on both sides of the issue are willing to give ground.
You cannot be a voice and change if you don't have a seat at the table. And so when you become so divisive in nature and so segmented in conversation, you're only talking to people that agree with you, and you're no longer really making an impact.
Asked about the pending removal of Pensacola's Confederate monument, Salzman wasn't really interested in addressing it since it's not in District 1. However, she conceded she personally doesn't support the idea of removal, but would bow to the will of the district's 156,000 constituents, who are 68% white and nearly 23% black. Michelle Salzman is taking on incumbent Mike Hill in the Republican primary for Florida House 1. More information about Salzman and her campaign is available at votesalzman.com. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.